In Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, online at kgnu.org. Welcome now to the Opera Box. My name is Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next hour for the best in opera. And I listened to a number of the programs that Chris and Ron have curated over the last few months, and oftentimes they will pick a single artist and feature their work. Well, I thought I would do the opposite and feature a single aria, and let us hear and compare exactly how this interpretation of one of these great opera arias has changed over the years, and how the great voices have handled the different expectations of the aria. So settle in, and I really hope you like Wagner, and I hope you like Liebestod, because if you don't, it's going to be a long hour for you. But if you do, I think you're in for a very, very special treat. Now, Liebestod is the common name for the aria Mild und Leise, which is from the great scene that closes the opera Tristan and Isolde. Just to bring you up to speed on the story of Tristan and Isolde, Tristan is a Breton nobleman, the adopted heir of Marca. Isolde is an Irish princess who has been given in marriage to the same Marca. Problem is, she doesn't really love him, and she falls in love with Tristan instead. Trouble ensues between Tristan and Marca. There's a lot of back and forth. There is a war. There are pitched battles. And by the third act, Tristan has been mortally wounded in battle for his love, and he ends up dying in Isolde's lap. What happens next is the famous transfiguration scene that Wagner intended, which will be the aria that we'll be listening to this evening. Now, the name Liebestod is something that Wagner himself wasn't particularly happy with, but it's a result of the nature of the introduction of the opera to European audiences in the early 1860s. Wagner had composed his opera Tristan and Isolde by 1859, and at that time was conducting various scenes and excerpts with orchestras around Europe. Now, he hadn't staged it yet. It would take another 6 years before the first staging of that opera. And this aria that we're about to hear was heard by none other than Franz Liszt, who made a piano transcription of Mild und Leise, which he called Liebestod. In the next 6 years, pianists all over Europe were learning this beautiful piece of music, and they understood it to be called Liebestod, or Love Death. And the name has stuck, much above Wagner's arguments. The popular name for this aria has stuck. It is an expression of love, erotic love, filial love, all the love that that she feels for her fallen Tristan. And it is certainly one of the great showpieces in all the opera literature. We're going to be listening to a couple of the great Wagnerian dramatic sopranos, and I tried to find recordings of the very best so that we could compare and contrast their voices over the ages performing this Wagner masterpiece. We're going to be hearing, among others, Kirsten Flagstad, Marta Morell, Birgit Nilsson, Astrid Varney, Gwyneth Jones, Valtryd Meyer, Nina Stemma, and we may have time for one or two more if we can get that in. So let's start with Kirsten Flagstad, who was widely regarded as the greatest Wagnerian soprano of the, say, 30s, 40s, and 50s of the mid-20th century, and perhaps Norway's preeminent musician of all time, Pache Edvard Grieg. Desmond Shaw Taylor wrote of her in the New Grove Dictionary, "No one within living memory surpassed her in sheer beauty and consistency of line and tone." And she is acknowledged to have one of the best, the most engaging voices of all time. She came from a family of professional musicians, studied in Oslo, performed lighter roles at Gothenburg in 1928 before launching her career as a Wagnerian soprano in 1932. Ellen Gulbranson, a Swedish soprano at Bayreuth, convinced Winifred Wagner to audition Flagstad for the festival. In 1933, she started performing at that festival, and for many years after that. She made her debut at the Metropolitan Opera in Covent Garden in 1935, singing Brunhilde. And her talents were called, among other things, the voice of the century. I'll let you be the judge. Now, unfortunately, her career was before the long playing record. And so the performances that we have of her are really in her later years. But I think you can hear a lot of the mastery that she still had. And she laid down a superb Isolde for Furtwängler in the 1950s. And in fact, it's that performance that we're going to be hearing with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler, Liebestod by Wagner, performed by Kirsten Flagstedt.
Thank you.
Kirsten Flagstad singing Liebestod by Wagner, accompanied by the Philharmonia Orchestra, Wilhelm Furtwängler conducting. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. All right, let's listen to another interpretation of that same piece. This time, Martha Mödl, German soprano, later mezzo, later in her career. Martha Mödl died just 15 years ago, so she lived a very long life, and possibly the finest singing actor of the post-war era, singing Isolde. Her highly individual interpretations were coupled with an intense stage presence. She started as a mezzo in her career as well, debuting as Hansel in Remscheid in 1942, performing as Carmen at Covent Garden as early as 1949. And she was singing in Wagnerian opera as early as 1951 at the Bayreuth Festival. Wieland Wagner invited her to play the role of Kundry. She became a part of a legendary group of singers called the New Bayreuth, performing Isolde in 1952 and Brunhilde in ring cycles, where she often alternated with Astrid Varney, who we will be hearing in a little bit. Let's listen now to a recording from 1952, Arthur Rother conducting the Telefunken Radio Orchestra, Liebestod by Wagner from Tristan and Isolde, sung by Martha Mödl. Thank you. Marta Model, soprano, singing Liebestod by Richard Wagner from his opera Tristan and Isolde, accompanied by the Telefunken Radio Orchestra, Arthur Roter conducting. We're just two performances into our Liebestod marathon. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU.
KGNU's live broadcast of Rocky Grass Festival 2016 is presented by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Grace Design Professional Audio, a globally recognized professional and consumer audio brand. Rocky Grass Festival takes place Friday, July 29th to July 31st from 10 a.m. until 10:30 p.m. More information about Grace Design Professional Audio can be found at gracedesign.com.
All right, next soprano up at bat is Birgit Nilsson. Birgit Nilsson is regarded as the greatest dramatic Wagnerian soprano of her day, and she was certainly the most famous of the Wagnerian sopranos while I was growing up, a common sight at the world's leading opera houses through the 60s and the 70s. She sang a wide variety of dramatic soprano parts, but her reputation was built on her mastery of the role of Brunhilde. So whenever you think of an opera singer with the metal breastplate and the Viking helmet and the long blonde braids, you're thinking of Birgit Nilsson, most likely. Her Covent Garden debut was in 1957, singing Brunhilde in Die Walküre. In the years that followed, she returned to the Royal Opera House stage many times in Wagner opera, scoring a particular success as Isolde. Let's listen to Birgit Nilsson performing the Liebestod by Richard Wagner from the opera Tristan and Isolde. Oh, one more thing before we go to Birgit. She had a really good sense of humor and retained a robust constitution throughout her career and a no-nonsense approach from her upbringing from the small village in Skåne. She was once asked what the chief requirement for singing the role of Isolde was, and she replied, "Comfortable shoes." Birgit Nilsson.
Oh.
Wow, Birgit Nilsson in her prime, accompanied by the Bayreuth Festival Orchestra, Carl Böhm conducting. That was, repeat after me, Liebestod from Tristan and Isolde by Richard Wagner. This is our Liebestod marathon this evening. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. I'm Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next 29 minutes until Classic Monday at 8 o'clock, followed by The Present Edge, the best in contemporary classical music, at 10 p.m. So an evening of classical music, opera for the next half hour. Let's go on through our list of sopranos. Up next is Astrid Varnay. She's Swedish, born in Stockholm. Well, Swedish by birth, to parents from Hungarian stock. She later became an American, moved to America, and along with Birgit Nilsson, who we just heard, and Marta Mödl, who we heard before, she's regarded as one of the leading Wagnerian sopranos of her generation. Varnay's renowned career as a Wagnerian soprano began with a last-minute debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 1941 at the age of 23, singing the role of Sieglinde in Walküre for an indisposed Lotte Lehmann. 6 days later, she was again called in for another last-minute substitution in the same opera, this time substituting for Helen Traubel as Brunhilde in Die Walküre, and again receiving rave reviews from New York critics. Her career was launched. Throughout the 1950s, she began performing regularly in opera houses throughout Germany and throughout the world. At the peak of her vocal powers, Varney was in demand at the world's top opera houses as Brunhilde, as Isolde, Senta, and Ortrund, and regularly performed alongside bass baritone Hans Hotter in the role of Wotan. Let's listen to a recording of Astrid Varney, who has a very distinctive voice, performing with the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra, Ferdinand Leitner conducting. Astrid Varnay in a brisk performance of Liebestod by Richard Wagner, accompanied by the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra, Ferdinand Leitner conducting. That performance of Liebestod was a good minute shorter than the ones we heard from Kirsten Flagstaff and Marta Mödl. Next up, let's listen to the British soprano Gwyneth Jones. She was born, actually she's Welsh. She was born in South Wales, 1936. Studied at the Royal College of Music, made her professional debut in 1962, singing in Gluck's Orfeo and Eurydice. Jones's powerful dramatic soprano voice and unusually robust vocal stamina soon made her the perfect candidate to sing the heavier repertoire. She has sung all over the Wagnerian canon, including Eva in Die Meistersinger, Kundry in Parsifal, Venus and Elizabeth in Tannhäuser, and Sieglinde in Die Walküre. Jones soon found success at a range of international opera houses, including the Vienna State Opera, Bavarian State Opera, German, Covent Garden, Metropolitan Opera, San Francisco, Paris, etc., etc. And in 1970, she made her debut at the Bayreuth Wagner Festival, singing both Elizabeth and Venus in Goethe's Frederick's production of Tannhäuser to considerable critical acclaim. She's still with us. She begins the three sopranos who are still alive and kicking, not performing anymore, but she continues to conduct masterclasses, and she serves as president of the Wagner Society of Great Britain. Let's listen to the great Gwyneth Jones performing Liebestod by Wagner. soprano Gwyneth Jones performing Liebes Tod from Tristan and Isolde, Act 3, by Richard Wagner, accompanied by the West German Radio Symphony Orchestra, Roberto Paternostro conducting. Well, this evening on Opera Box on KGNU has been a Liebes Tod marathon. We're listening to a lot of different interpretations of the one of the finest arias in the Wagner canon. Now let's listen to a woman who has owned this piece for a number of years, Valtryd Meyer. And she performed her last Isolde. She has officially retired that role just last year, just in 2015. She's a Grammy Award-winning German dramatic soprano, particularly known for Wagner. She's performed at the world's famed opera houses. I won't bother mentioning them all. But she last sang Liebes Tod with the Bavarian State Opera in Munich on July 12th, 2015, so just over 1 year ago. And over the past years, for many listeners, Ms. Meyer has been Isolde, and Isolde has been Ms. Meyer. I'd like you to weigh in with your opinion. Let's listen now to her performing the Liebes Tod from Tristan and Isolde by Wagner.
Thank you.
Daniel Barenboim conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra in a performance of Liebestod by Richard Wagner from his opera Tristan and Isolde, sung by the great Waltraud Meyer. Well, we don't have time this evening to get to Nina Stemma, who of the musicians that I had prepared is the only one still singing. You can go hear her live. She is performing all over the world, the Swedish dramatic soprano. Nina Stemma, if you want to hear some of the best Wagner out there, she has an incredible voice. Let's instead listen to a very early recording of the first great Wagnerian soprano of the 20th century, the great Frieda Leider, performing Wagner's Liebestod.
Thank you. This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Colorado Music Festival, presenting from Prague to Warsaw to Bucharest with pianist Stephen Huff, featuring Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1 and Lutosławski's Variations on a Theme by Paganini, Thursday, July 28th at 7:30 p.m. Details at coloradomusic.org.
Good evening. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. You can also listen 93.7 FM in Netherlands and catch us online at kgnu.org. Good evening. I am James, and I'm getting ready to play a classic Monday for you. You just finished listening to a beautiful voice, Frieda Leiter, doing the Liebestod from Tristan and Isolde of Wagner, as the whole show was music of Wagner and Tristan and Isolde. We are going to go now to a relatively unknown composer of the early part of the 20th century, a man by the name of John Ireland. And despite his name, he's actually of English origin. So let's start this way. We'll go to the London Overture. And from there, I'll tell you some more about him and about his music. So until 10 o'clock tonight, the music of John Ireland.